It is Coach Winnie K here, your virtual personal growth and mindset coach. It's February, ladies, and I've been talking a lot about values and standards and how we need to have them, and today's episode is no different. We're going to be jumping right into how we can become women of value, and we're going to be talking about how we can teach the girls coming behind us to start having values now so they can avoid a lot of the drama and stress and struggles that we faced growing up without, you know, really solidified values. If you've been struggling with going through the same cycles and not really having values of your own and feel like you're getting taken advantage of or not really walking in the woman that you're supposed to be, then this episode is for you. So keep listening, ladies. It's about to get real inside the Woman Intentionally podcast. Let's go. We are talking about becoming women of value. And so before we even get into it, I like to hit you with definitions. The definition of value is the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Or it can be defined as a person's judgment of what's important in life. So how do we become women of value? And also, how do we teach the girls coming behind us to have values and the importance of values? And ladies, it starts with us. It starts with us valuing ourselves. So real value doesn't come from clothes or the house you live in or how big your boobs or your butt are. It doesn't come from the type of family that you were raised in. Value comes from what you have to offer, what's in your mind, the impact that you have on people, and how you plan to use your life to impact and change the world or the family or even just the people on your job, how you are going to use what you have within you to change this world, to make a difference, you know, to impact your children, to be a good role model to your daughters or to your son, or be a good wife to your husband, or just being a good person. You, what value do you bring to this world? And so even when we don't see value in ourselves, other people can find value in us. And y'all know that this is true. Others will find value in us. Like, there is value in what people are getting from you. And if you don't recognize that, you will continue to be taken advantage of. There's value in your time, in your money, the sex that people are getting from you, your advice, your friendships, your emotional support. That's all value. When people come to you for those things and you just freely give it, then you're just giving away, might as well be giving away free chicken. So you have to understand that you have value. And if you don't look at these things as valuable, then people can just come and take from you as they will or as they please. All right, so when we start to think about, you know, our value and what you have to offer, it's so important that you start to evaluate your lives and assess the value that you already have. Because once you realize your value, it must be treated as a treasure, ladies. You have to value who you are, what you have to offer, because not everyone deserves access to you. There are some people who are just taking advantage of your time. They want to dump on you, taking advantage of your value. And you have to understand that that's valuable. Your time and your presence and your mind and your emotional support, that's value. So you have to have some limits, and you may need to set some boundaries so that people understand that they can't just simply take from you and never give. So I want you ladies to think about that. What am I always giving and I feel like I'm just depleting myself? And how can I put boundaries on my life? Having boundaries looks like having a cutoff time that you stop talking to people. Like at night, if you don't reach me after 10, I'm not talking to you unless it's super, super important. I'm not going to continue to listen to you tell me your problems over and over and over again, and you don't want to make any moves or you don't want to make any changes. That's a boundary that I have. Sis, keep doing it. You're going to get the same result. I don't have time for it. So those are some boundaries that I set. And when people want to continue to dump on me without making changes, sis, I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm going to let you know, like, hey, I don't have time because you're depleting me. You just want me to listen to you for no reason. That's pointless. You're wasting my time. So developing boundaries like that will free you of always giving, 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 and never being able to get filled up. So most importantly, when we think about value, I really believe that it starts with us. It starts with yourself. I don't care what people have told you in the past. I don't care how worthless they may have said you were or how bad they may have talked about you and said you weren't going to be anything. Sis, you have the ability to accept or deny those opinions. at the end of the day, you determine whether you allow that to be a fact about you or you just simply take it as someone's mere opinion. So you have to determine, am I going to allow that person's opinion of me to really be something that guides my life and determines how far I go in life? I am a woman of value, and you have to know it. All right, ladies, so you decide that you're not going to accept what people have said about you, or you're going to set some boundaries for yourself and stop allowing people to just take from you, but you're still in a place like, okay, well, I want to be a woman of value, but I don't really feel like I have anything to offer. Sis, it's okay, because I got you. I got you. You, all you have to do is start adding value to yourself by adding values. I did this YouTube video last week that talked about three values that I think every woman should have. And sis, when I say that these values will help you really get a clearer understanding of who you are, how valuable you are, these values will really come through for you and teach you how you can start to value yourself more. The first value that I talked about was faith, because it helps you determine who you are and it will lead you to your purpose as you start to align yourself with your creator. For me, my experience with faith was I grew up in the church, went to church every Sunday, blah, blah, blah. But it really didn't have an impact on my life until I got grown, went through a whole bunch of nonsense, and then start to realize, man, let me start really taking this stuff seriously that I say I believe and have said that I believe all these years. So when I started to really act on my faith in Jesus Christ and start to allow my mind to be transformed, I started to realize just how much God valued me, just how much purpose he put in me. The reason he allowed me to make it through all, you know, out of all the other sperms and everything and all the other eggs for me to be created just that specifically in order to make it to this very point in life. And now I am right here doing what I know he created me to do. And I wouldn't have discovered that had I not gotten in line with what my creator determined for me and had destined for me. And the only way that I began to understand that is by reading my word, trying to seek him and understand better what his standards were for my life, why he valued me, why he sent his son to die for me. All of those things impacted me and my faith. And it wasn't just something I did on Sundays. It was like, you know what? I need to love people a little bit better. I need to be a little bit more kinder. I need to stop sexing somebody that's not my husband. I need to start having more value for myself and valuing myself. If I can do all of these things, then I deserve to be somebody's wife. Okay, cool. Things started to change when I started to develop that type of mindset based on my faith. Like, I had to understand that God was not hating on me because he had rules and regulations, I guess you could say, for my life. He was trying to avoid me going through all the drama and the stress and the pain and hurt that sin was bringing into my life. So you, as a woman, have to determine who you're going to align with, how you're going to align. I really believe wholeheartedly in my faith in Jesus Christ. And what I encourage people to do is whatever you believe wholeheartedly. Because I believe what I believe, you can go and be a Muslim, a Jew, or whatever it is, Buddhist, whatever you want to be, and I can still love you because I'm secure in what I believe. That doesn't change how I feel just because you believe in something different. All I'm asking you, ladies, is to determine what it is that you're going to believe, how it impacts you, how it aligns with your purpose in life, and start to go after it. But I can just definitely tell you that when I started to take my faith in Jesus seriously, that's when things started to just turn for me and started to just improve drastically in my life. And, you know, and it's an ongoing process. Like, my marriage has been better, my son, raising him, giving him standards and values. I can just tell that there's a huge difference in how life is going for me since I've started to take my faith seriously. So some of the people that I follow and started to listen to when I started to transform my mind was Sarah Jakes Roberts, Priscilla Schreier, G. Craig Lewis, Dr. Miles Monroe. All of these people really helped me to better understand what it is that I was trying to learn. Instead of just reading the Bible, I found people who were actually walking it out to kind of help me get a better understanding or different perspectives about what it was that I was learning. The next value that I talked about was self-respect. You have to understand that as long as you disrespect yourself, others will feel they have the right to do the same. So you can't expect other people to respect you if you don't respect yourself. Referring to yourself with derogatory words is going to allow other people to feel comfortable enough to do it. So when you do things like that, and it shows that you don't respect yourself. So people are like, shoot, you don't respect yourself. Why do I need to respect you? And also just sharing your personal business all over social media, talking about your sex life, talking about, you know, everything that you're going through, all of your business that, you know, you feel comfortable enough to share on social media. But if someone then uses it against you, you feel offended. Well, you have to understand that when you share your business on social media, you're putting it out there for the public to say whatever they want and give their opinion on your life. So take it seriously and think about that before putting all your business out there. And another one is like presenting your body in a sexual way, but getting confused when men only want to talk to you for sex. Like, if that's what you're using to draw them, that's what they're going to be attracted to, because it's the message that you're sending. So sis, consider, you know, what type of message you're sending when you put yourself out there, when you show your body. Hey, who's going to be attracted to this? Who's going to be all over this? And what kind of thoughts are going to be going through their head when they look at this? And then the last one that I feel like we don't talk enough about is giving yourself away too soon. You know, make him wait, sis. It is okay to make someone wait. And I think that we didn't talk about this enough growing up about, you know, valuing our virginity and the value of virginity, because it's like, don't have sex. Well, that doesn't stop you in the heat of the moment. You have to understand why you're not having sex, why this is a valuable part of you, what it means to give this away to someone, and what are the requirements for someone to have you in a sexual way. Because one thing you need to understand, and this is for the young girls that listen to this podcast and for women, because look, it sounds a little harsh, but you have to understand, teenagers are listening to Nicki Minaj and Hot Girl, whatevers, and all these other women who are straight up talking about sex in a very vulgar way, and they're listening to it and grooving to it. That we need to discuss this in a way that is relatable and understandable. So there are millions of vaginas in the world, and you have to think like this: what makes mine any different, right? At the end of the day, sex is sex. So you can't use that as a way to get a man to respect you or think that he's going to value you, because it won't last. Once those few moments of pleasure are over and you gave it to him super fast, thinking that you were going to put it on him in a way that another woman did not, it does not work. Once those moments of pleasure are over, it goes back to you just having a vagina, because you had nothing more attached to it. You never gave any substance. So I'm just encouraging you, ladies, like, make that the last thing you do. And I think that if more of those kind of conversations were had, or more value was placed on, you know, virginity, or, you know, giving yourself to someone, then we would have lower rates of children growing up without fathers, because you would think twice before you gave yourself to someone and this man ends up impregnating you and now you have to raise a child by yourself. I know that it can be done, but we need to think about that. And I'm going to bring this up every time I can, because the statistics are getting higher and higher. 75% of African American homes are led by single parent mothers. That makes it harder on you moms. Even though you can do it and you handling it, it just makes it harder. So we need to stop that percentage by talking about this with the girls coming behind us. So sis, it's not going to keep him. It's not going to make him value or respect you. So think about who you're giving yourself to. So integrity was the last one that I talked about. And I think it's important because we have to keep it real with ourselves. Integrity means doing the right thing when no one's looking. Keeping it real with yourself and living within your means, it takes some of the pressure off. You know, being able to love yourself when you don't have the nicest clothes or the nicest shoes, or your body isn't, you know, the best or where you would like it to be compared to some other woman that you've seen. You know, being able to love yourself in those moments, that's a really big thing. It adds value to you. Like, I love myself whether or not I have a man, whether or not I have nice name brand shoes, whether or not I have a fancy car. Being able to keep it real with yourself and love yourself in those times, it adds value. So now whatever anyone else brings is just added value, you know, but you have it with or without it. Like, when you're honest with yourself, you're not going in debt to take trips or going in debt to buy things that you don't necessarily have the money to afford. So keep it real with yourself, ladies, and like, you know, figure out a way to love yourself right where you are, because it definitely takes stress off of you and it helps you just get in tune with yourself. Another thing about integrity is being able to tell the truth to people, you know, tell them the truth to yourself, you know, just trying to just be a person that's honest. You know, people will start to count and rely on you to keep it real. Like, I may not want to talk to Whitney when I'm doing something crazy, but I know when there's a serious issue going on in my life or there's something that I want to, you know, get some honest feedback on, I can call her because I know she's going to keep it real with me. I just think that's really important, and it will eliminate stress. People don't call me. My sisters don't call me with their craziness. They call me when it's like serious stuff, and I love them for that, and they love me for who I am, and that's just the understanding. I don't have time for anything else. You know, I don't have time for nonsense. So those are some boundaries that I've set, and that's kind of how people have started to know me. So when we start to talk about growing and becoming women of value, ladies, the best thing you can do is just add value to yourself by adding values. Faith, self-respect, integrity is a great place to start. And if you're still wondering, like, okay, how can I get more information on this faith, self-respect, and, you know, integrity? Start reading books. Start reading books. You're already listening to a podcast, which is a great start. And this is all going to help you develop new ways of thinking, which will lead to you feeling more valuable. What you're doing now has not been working, sis. So you got to do something different. That's where I was. What I thought was going to help me get out of depression and anxiety and all that stuff, it was not working. So I had to do something different. And that's when I started to just improve my life, looking for self-development books, following people who are in places that I want to be, you know, developing a new circle of friends and all that kind of stuff. And it really helped me to value myself more. So I encourage you to start developing yourself, start figuring out ways to love yourself right where you are, start to value yourself, and others will value you too. We can all be women of value and encourage the girls coming behind us to have values and be women of value too. If you still need help with this, ladies, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where I help you develop stronger mindsets, mental and emotional stability, come up with your values, and determine ways that you can improve your life and stop going through the same cycles. I have a YouTube channel. It's Coach Whitney K. You can find tons of information and positivity and motivation on my Facebook page, which is Coach Whitney K. And you can also just check out my website, www.coachwk.com. Ladies, thanks for tuning in. Share this with a sister that you think could benefit from it. And I will see you again in 2 weeks. Until then, ladies, go out there, be intentional, and let's go.